from Tidbits on November 19th, 2007. This is the audio version of Apple releases Mac OS X 10.4.11 with Safari 3, written by Glenn Fleischman. Safari 3 has been released for Tiger, along with a host of security updates and bug fixes as part of the Mac OS X 10.4.11 update. The updates are mammoth. The update for PowerPC at 67.9 megabytes, the combo update for PowerPC at 180.8 megabytes, the update for Intel-based Macs at 128 megabytes, and the combo update for Intel-based Macs at 321.5 megabytes. That last update would take 18 hours to download over a dial-up modem or 3 minutes via a home fiber link. Mac OS X 10.3 Panther also received a revised security update, 2007-008, for its terminal 10.3.9 release. The list of security updates and bug fixes is long. Many of the security updates are rather important, fixing 6 kernel-level bugs. Malicious flash content could allow a machine to be taken over, and Apple's updated Tiger to use version 9.0.47.0 of Flash Player, which is also available separately. It's worth noting that a few of the WebCore fixes are credited to a Google employee, reflecting Google's use of the WebKit, which underlies Safari, for the Android mobile phone platform. On the non-security side, the list is more modest, except for the inclusion of Safari 3 for Tiger. Many of the issues are relatively minor, although important to those they affect. Our Kiwi friends might be happy to see that Apple, months too late, has finally provided the correct updates for daylight saving time for their nation. Apple also updated the Safari 3 beta for Windows XP and Vista to fix a number of security problems found in both the Mac OS X and Windows versions, as well as to add a vast amount of feature refinement. The list of new and improved items is rather extensive, including basic functionality like printing page numbers and more important features such as listing FTP directories and managing cookies. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the Lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and Apple now can say they go to 11.